rapid prototyping and low-volume production for startups on a budget. The hardest part of writing a review for a 3D printer is forcing yourself to stop fiddling with it for long enough to sit down and actually write the review. Even now, I catch myself pausing to check on the latest print as the Dobot Moose hums along beside me. I already had some experience with 3D printing at home. After finding out about the Monoprice Select Mini, I couldn't help myself, but the Moose is more than just a 3D printer. The Moose becomes capable of CNC carving or laser engraving simply by swapping out the functional modules that attach to the X-axis linear actuator. It's an impressive amount of versatility to pack into a sub-used 1,000 machine. But how well does the Moose perform these three different functions? Let's find out. Dobot Moose specs. Here are the specifications for each of the Moose's three modules. 3D printing. Nozzle diameter 0.4 mm. Layer resolution 0.05 to 0.3 mm. Extruder temperature 190 to 260 C. Heated bed temperature 50 to 100 C. Build volume 130 by 130 by 130 mm. Materials PLA, ABS, PC, Flex. Print speed 10 to 80 millimeters per second. In terms of its 3D printing capabilities, the Moose's specs are fairly standard. A layer resolution of 0.05 millimeters is impressive at this price point, twice as good as the Monoprice Select Mini, 0.1 millimeters. You'll get better resolutions from an Ultimaker 3, 0.015 millimeters, or MakerBot Replicator 2X, 0.01 millimeters, but they're also more than triple the price of the Moose. Dobot Moose 3D printing. The Moose has a smaller build volume, smaller than the Ultimaker 3 or Replicator 2X, but the flexibility you get from designing for 3D printing can offset that significantly by allowing users to design large models and then slice them into printable sections for assembly. The range of printable materials available for the Moose also covers the standard types, though we only had time to test the machine with PLA. The range given for print speed is pretty wide. The discussion of our test prints should help clarify that aspect of the Moose in the next section. CNC carving. Max spindle speed 12,000 revolutions per minute. Chuck clamping range 0 to 4 millimeters. Standard bit size 3.175 millimeters, 0.3 millimeters, 30 degrees flat bottom sharp cutter. Work area 130 millimeters by 130 millimeters. Z axis depends on cutting tool. Materials. Non-metallic materials, for example, wood, plastics, PCB. It's difficult to find a comparable desktop CNC router to the Moose, which suggests that Dobot may have found an overlooked niche in prototyping and low-volume manufacturing. As a rough comparison, the CNC Mill 1 has a slightly larger working area, 235 mm by 185 mm by 100 mm, and a potentially higher max spindle speed of 30,000 revolutions per minute, depending on the router. The Mill-Rite CNC M3 kit has a working area of 260 mm by 260 mm by 50 mm and a max spindle speed 27,000 revolutions per minute using the included DeWalt DWP611 router. Both options are about $100 cheaper than the Moose, but they're also dedicated routers, and there's certainly no way to add 3D printing or laser engraving capabilities to those machines for less than the difference in price. Laser engraving. Power. Half a watt. Max speed. 1,200 millimeters per minute. Work area. 130 millimeters by 130 millimeters. Materials. Wood, paper, leather, some plastics. As with CNC routing, the laser engraving specifications for the Moose don't quite match up to those of dedicated laser engraving machines. The Fable Laser Mini, marketed as the world's lowest-priced desktop laser cutter, starts at $598 and uses a 1.6 watts laser. Consequently, the Fable machine is able to cut a wider variety of materials than the Moose, but it's also not capable of 3D printing or CNC routing, and since it only operates in the Xi plane, adding those capabilities isn't really an option. All of this implies that the Dobot Moose is what you might call a jack-of-all-trades, master of one. Dobot Moose Laser Engraving. While it's possible to find dedicated machines for CNC routing or laser engraving with better specs at comparable price points, that doesn't appear to be the case for 3D printing. In any case, what you won't find at this price point is a machine that's capable of the trifecta of 3D printing, CNC routing and laser engraving, or even one that offers 2 out of 3. Flexibility is the primary advantage the Dobot Moose has over its competition. and if you're a startup or a small job shop that's looking to add 3D printing capabilities, whether for prototyping or low-volume production, then flexibility and low cost are likely rank high on your list of priorities. The fact that the MUSE can also be used for CNC routing and laser engraving is icing on the cake. The Dobot MUSE Hands-On. The MUSE isn't a plug-and-play machine, but assembly is relatively straightforward. Switching between the modules using 4 hex nuts is easy, though you shouldn't expect to do quick changes between functions for consecutive operations. That being said, if you wanted to set up a small manufacturing cell using a farm of MUSE machines, you could conceivably have a set for 3D printing, a set for routing, and a set for laser engraving, with plenty of backup modules to go around. Add a cobot for switching parts between operations and you've got a low-volume production line going. Desktop 3D printing. I started with the MUSE configured for the function most familiar to me, 3D printing. Setting the zero point using the A4 method was simple and easy, though the step distance behaved a bit oddly at times. Jogging the motor by 1 mm somehow resulted in a 0.06 mm difference, which was finer than the finest setting of 0.1 mm. Software setup is a breeze for anyone familiar with Cura or other free slicing software. The recommended settings yielded a decent first print, #3Benchy, though you may not want to have supports enabled by default, although you can connect the MUSE directly to a PC via USB. Our workspace layout necessitated using a microSD card to transfer the code files. Once it was clear that the machine was working properly, I sent out a general email to the rest of the office asking for 3D printing suggestions. The requests came pouring in, and for the next week the MUSE was running almost continuously throughout the day. The majority of the 3D prints came out well, save for a few cases in which the errors were, admittedly, my own. You can see the results below. Model. Build time. Notes. #3Benchy. 133. Default settings. Engineering.com Geodesic V1. 038. Designed by Michael Alba. Bulbasaur Planter. 118. No supports, delamination. Engineering.com Geodesic V2. 109. Redesigned with thicker walls. iRoll 20s D20. 110. Printed at 75% scale. Zelda Master Sword. 005. Supports. Filament Guide. 025. 40% Infill. Articulated Slug. 049. Bulbasaur Planter. 150. Printed at 50% scale. Microphone Shock Mount. 121. 40% Infill. V29 Whistle. 226. Engineering.com Geodesic V3. 039. 3D model with supports. D20 Speed Design Edition. 022. Engineering.com Geodesic V4. 039. No supports. SD card storage. 222 box, 047, lid. Slight delamination on lid. Anyone who's had experience with 3D printing knows how much troubleshooting is involved. There are those days when it seems like you've spent more time fixing problems and printing test layers than actually making anything. Fortunately, that was never an issue for the MUSE, which proved to be a robust and reliable 3D printer. Desktop CNC routing? I used to think 3D printing would replace all other manufacturing processes, but now that I'm older and wiser, I recognize that there are plenty of cases where you'd be crazy to use 3D printing over a more conventional process, such as CNC machining. That's why I was excited to try out the CNC routing capabilities on the MUSE. To do that, I needed to download Dobot's slicer software, MUSE Studio. Since you also need MUSE Studio for laser engraving, it's worth pausing to give the software some consideration. The slicer is designed to take a 2D image and generate a complete code program based on the parameters you input. For the router, these include speed, minutes/max carving depth, contrast on the image, tool diameter, step depth, safety height. For me, the routing function was the most intimidating because it's the process with the greatest potential for catastrophe if something goes wrong. If you screw up setting the zero point for 3D printing or laser engraving, the worst that happens is that your workpiece gets damaged or, more likely, the operation simply doesn't work at all. If you mess up with a CNC router, however, you could end up with a broken machine. Consequently, using the router was a matter of some very cautious trial and error. It took some time to get a feel for MUSE Studio, and I'm still not completely comfortable using the software, due in large part to my inability to read code beyond the superficial coordinate level. However, there are still some peculiarities to Moose Studio regardless of your skill set. For example, the program displays imported images on a 130 by 130 grid, representing the millimeter dimensions of the Moose on a 1:1 scale. Where this gets complicated is in translating images from pixels to millimeters. Importing a 100 by 100 pixel image results in a 19 by 19 millimeters translation. Importing the same image scaled up to 200 pixels results in a 37 by 37 millimeters translation, and importing a 2000 by 2000 pixel image results in a 71 by 71 millimeters translation. Fortunately, this sort of software quirk is much easier to fix than a hardware issue, of which the Moose router module had none. Desktop laser engraving. Working with a laser has an intimidation factor all its own, though the concern is less about damage to the machine than to one's eyes. Of course, safety glasses are included with the Moose. The setup for the laser is almost the same as for the router, setting the zero point at the bottom left corner of the workpiece. Doing so is a matter of making incremental stepper motor adjustments while the laser is turned on at the lowest setting. Tip: make sure you use the plus button to turn on the laser, rather than just hitting the on button. Otherwise, the laser will come on at full power and could bore a hole into your workpiece. To determine the module's correct height, you'll need to watch how the laser spot changes as you move the Z-axis and aim for the focal point. It took a little trial and error, which included the inspiration for the tip above, but I was able to get it sorted in short order. As with the router, the laser engraver gets its code from Dobot's Moose Studio. Like routing, there are a few settings you can tweak, including speed, laser power, contrast, and beam diameter, but speed seemed to make the biggest difference in terms of engraving quality. You can see a sample part that demonstrates this below. 3D printing for startups, SMEs. After spending a couple of weeks with the Moose, I can think of no better endorsement than the fact that I'm already trying to figure out how to convince my wife that we need a second 3D printer. My plan is to emphasize the Moose's capabilities for CNC carving and laser engraving. But the real question is whether this machine makes sense for startups and SMEs. The two biggest things the Moose has going for it are its low price and its flexibility, both of which are high priorities for small businesses. Where the Moose is most lacking is in supporting software, though it's worth noting that Dobot has already released several updates for both the Moose's firmware and Moose Studio, and will no doubt continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Moreover, even with my lack of code skills, it's obvious that a skilled code programmer could do even more with the Moose. Moose Studio outputs the simplest path, but certainly not the most efficient one, and if you're a startup or SME that's considering 3D printing, odds are you already have at least one person who knows their code on staff. Overall, if you're looking for an entry point into additive manufacturing and you also happen to have some light carving and laser engraving work to be done, the Dobot Moose is a great option. To learn more, visit Dobot. Dobot has sponsored this article. All opinions are mine. Ian Wright.